This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here in the midst of Zion, and we've seen two mahalchim, so to speak, two inyanim that are beyond Teva, that could possibly be used, and he sums it up. It's on page, you don't have different pages. V'nimtzu b'zeh inya shnei shirashim. Horishna askara shmoi. So, you have Sheamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kimei shekoiro yisheneu. So, in other words, when we use a certain Sheam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu use that particular midah. So when I use a certain name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want a certain hashpah to come from him. Lamashal, just like something very simple that has nothing to do with this as much. Yud Gimel Midas. Yud Gimel Midas are Sheamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kel Rachum, Bechaner, Chapayim, Rav Chesed, Emes, all these are Sheamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I'm aware of certain Midas when I call him with that name. So the same way we gave Lamashal, If I'm speaking to my father and I call him as my father, dad, so that opens up the relationship of a father. If it's in a teaching situation, I say, will the teacher explain again? So that's a different type of hashpah. So the different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu open up different sha'arim of in terms of hashpah, of different hashpahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vasheni. The second way to work the system, I can use b'shem Hashem, I can apply direct pressure, so to speak, to Malachim. And this is what's called Hashbas Malachim, and so on. And it's one of the things that is used in these inyanim. I don't advocate anybody actually using it practically, but it's mentioned that the inya being mashbiah and so on. I mean, I know people who do it. I would stay away from it as far as I can. But tachlis, there is an inya like that, like all these things. And this is something that I have to repeat. Many mishugoyim think that Napoleon, but Napoleon was not mishuga. In other words, there are many fakers, crackpots, and all sorts of odds and ends that do all these things, but not everyone who does all these things is a faker and a crackpot and whatever it is. There is an Indian like that. There is an Indian of using Sheamus or Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Indian of being Mashpia Malachim. And many of the people who are seeking it either are just stam fakers or they're doing things that are not right. V'omnam. Ein shum echon yon eilu mochlotim lechol ritzoyn eshal adam elgvon gvot noyim. It's not absolute. It's not the pshat that once you discover the button to press, you can do what you want to do. It's another area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the ability to be poel. And that is through these inyanim, but they don't give you control of the world. And this is the type of mistake or wrong that Bilam did, for instance. Bilam said, well, there is this whole system that if you crack the code, then you know how to get into the system and do whatever you want. The idea that you can go against the Etzem Rishtsoni of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by hacking the system and getting in was what Bilam said. So Bilam said, I know there's a second of the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and that pure midas adin, and I know I can crack the system and I can hit that button and boom, everything will go. So he was shown no. All of it is also a bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who allowed that there should be a little more space than just physical activities. There's some activities that go beyond it, but it never goes beyond it. It's not b'li soif. So there's certain gvulas in time how far it go. Of course, efshes shetimna terlod v'ukav apol. I feel b'risa she'atzma shenishtamish boy. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even stop what normally you could do. could stop tevel also. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu could make it where you fired a rifle, it shouldn't fire. So there isn't any koach that you can tap into that's beyond.
Would it be considered a mace for this system to be broken because it's, so to speak, outside of the norm?
I don't know if it's a mace because it's not, you know, it doesn't start with teva. But whatever it is, it would be unusual. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to allow things to run the way it does, but it's not be'etzem mufkar. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it some reshus to do. Many years ago, it was the first year I was here, 25 years ago, I was in the summer, I was in Brazil for a week. I taught Shurim. There was somebody, a friend of mine, who had Kailim there and so on. So I was there. And everybody there was into Kabbalah, mysticism, every weird thing. That was like the big thing over there. And someone asked me, a woman who was very into Kabbalah, she was actually from, she actually was a scarab kind of, but she asked, since Kabbalah we know is such a powerful tool, why during World War II didn't they use Kabbalah to get out of whatever it was, the Holocaust or whatever? So I told her, when we talk about anything being a powerful tool, that's obviously only Beratzen Hashem, it's not independent. There was a Gzeira Nairoa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy a third Klal Yisrael. Nothing was getting around that Gzeira. And the Mela, it's not a question. It wasn't an accident. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gzeira Klal on a third Klal Yisrael. That's what happened. So you can't use, there's no system that will get you around it. That was the Gzeira and that was it. V'ulam. L'sheresh harishon shu askor shma yisbarach limashech mimenu hashpo. So for the first type of mahalach, where you're calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you want him to answer you, it's a form of tefillah. In other words, b'chol kareinu elav. And therefore, you just like when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of what determines how much you answered is where you're holding in schusim and darga. These in yon is the exact same thing. It's another form of reaching out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol ma'asheir b'hinyan hazeh yitzach David ha'isayseh. And the more a person is misrabeh, the more a person is close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it does more, like in tefillah. V'chol ma'asheir mayit yiskash alav asag satachlis. And the further you are, the less you are a baal schusim, the less it works. For the ashpas malachim, that's open. It has nothing to do with your tzitkis. It has to do with your knowing the email address of each malach and working with it, like Bilam. So the general mahalach v'ashpos malachim is not different than teva. It's something that is it's something that was given a koch to Adam. A friend of mine, he's a very, very put together person, told me that there was many years ago, I don't know, it was, I mean, it was a very long time ago, 40 years ago probably, even more, there was a boy in Scranton Yeshiva, no, Scranton, Long Beach, there was a boy that was found killed, and nobody knew who killed him. They never solved the mystery, whatever it is. A terrible story. And at some point, the parents came to Yisrael, to the Kabbalim, to go and to find out who did it. This friend of mine went with them. I don't know why. I don't know if he knew the family or whatever it was. He went with them along to somebody in Bet Shan. There was a Kabbalim in Bet Shan. I think his name was Lasri, if I remember correctly. And he had this whole thing. He had a bowl of oil, and he needed a young kid who was Leroy Kerem Yamov. The oldest kid, like a kid old enough to know what he's talking about, but had to be at an age where he had not yet. And he said Seamus and things, and then he asked the kid what he sees. He sees two something or other. Then he asked him, he said they should go and get Shlomo Melech Sefer Torah. And they went and got Shlomo Melech Sefer Torah. This is all he sees in the oil. And then he tells them to be mashbia them, that they'll only tell the truth, and a whole thing like this. This is on and on, and he was writing Seamus all over the table, and it was weirder than weird. And he told me the kids saw some of the things he saw were quite unusual. Like, it was an Israeli kid, and he knew what the license plate looked like he saw cars, license plate. It didn't get them anywhere. At the end of the day, nothing came out of it in Tachlis. But it was a kind of a weird experience, and it was Hashbaz Malachim. In other words, it was presented as Hashbaz Malachim. My friend didn't see anything aside, but the kids seemed to be, you know, answering questions and hitting us certain things. Rest, no, crazy, I don't know, I have no idea. But that's saying this is the practice of it is around. And like he says, it also does not indicate, this is a very important piece over here. We automatically associate somebody that can do weird stuff with being a tzaddik. So we take his eitzes, we take his adracha, we take whatever it is. That's not correct. And this is what he says very clearly. When a person's tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are answered, that's a sign of a big tzaddik. Or let's put it this way, a tzaddik is our tchum. There is a tchum where people can do certain things because it was given over. It's not an indication of the person's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or even being a tzaddik. And it's important when you have all these weird people doing weird things. Sometimes it's fake, it's built just in suggestion or whatever it is, and unfortunately not too many stories of stuff like that. Sometimes it's hard to see, it seems as if there's something there, but that no way implies that the person is a good person, or a tzaddik, or anything like that. That's what he says. He says there's two mahalachim shloik dechateva. One is a mahalach of kriyat Hashem, and one is a mahalach of hashbaz malachim, and that is a type of process. And just like if a person takes a gun and shoots it, it doesn't imply that he has any supernatural koyches. It's that's given over here also. Achein, dover bar shein roye v'hagin lehedyet sheishtam shavit hashem malach. It's not appropriate for someone who's amadrege to use these things. You're using tools that are not meant for you. V'al dover zom chazal udishtamish betag chalav. If you use a crown of lamala, You will die. Vein hetter bedava lekdoishim akrinis baruch dvekenboy. It's mutter on the people that have the right to do it. So if you go into the king's room and you find a gun, you can take it and it'll shoot. But you did an avla by taking a gun. That's the king's, and you pay for it. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be used for is something that will promote Kiddush Hashem, something that will bring people closer. So, the right to use all this type of stuff is reserved for people that are Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karev and Davuk. It's like, you know, the type of person HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be okay if you use it. And its tachlis is Kvod Shemayim. Vezulaseh, not for that. Afal Pishat Timon Apul Mishtamish. It works. Im yishma dakishim shor, if he uses it correctly, the onesh ye onesh al zdoinoi, but he gets a punishment for it, because it was wrong to use it. For a martish al kolponim and dover muchlot, and also it doesn't mean in an absolute sense you have these powers. Ala mugbal begvulois mashros chacham layonis inos, they're all framed in certain boundaries that HaKadosh Baruch Hu found appropriate. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes, it doesn't allow it to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels it has to be. So, let's sum up. This is very important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for a certain level of unnatural, supernatural, metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, things to function. He allowed an area that's called Shmois of Yisparach, and he allowed an area that's called Hashpas Malachim. Shmois of Yisparach is a form of tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond what's normal, and it works based on Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like tefillah in that sense. It's something which is, for people that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do things that are not quite teva. This is the area of Tzadik Goyze. It's just the area where you're talking about people who are big and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it. There's another area HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for a koach, or like they call Hashpas Malachim, which, and I would associate, you know, other areas of Kish with it and so on. And this is an area that is sort of open. It's a mitzias, and things can be done with it. It will work for anyone, but it's wrong to make use of it unless two conditions. You feel yourself close enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels you close enough that it would be appropriate for you to do it. And two, that you are doing it to be Marbe Kvod Shamayim and not just to play a game or whatever it is. Having said that, even though this is a quasi-teva inyan, it's something where HaKadosh Baruch Hu may see fit not to let it happen. In the world of teva, it requires a nace that if a person drops a rack from the roof, it shouldn't fall down. It's a get of a nace. Here, it's not a get of a nace because it's not really tevadik, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu would normally let it, except when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides not. You're doing something that's borrowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to allow this gray area, but Bertsoinai, and it's not a shlita be'etzim that you have over it. Okay, we'll hold it here.